Hey, I'm Jared Hunter.
And I'm Sean Ahern.
And this is 43rd and Woodland,
where non-experts bring you expert advice for your personal and professional development.
So this is a very special episode because we know we've taken a little bit of a hiatus. We gave you guys the update episode back in June, but summer's been crazy for both of us. We've been traveling, work, all this good stuff. But we're getting back up on the horse.
Yep.
And we want to update you all and kind of get back into the swing of things. We know it's been a little bit hectic over the last year and a half, but we're getting back up on that horse.
I would say so. I actually haven't ridden a horse since sixth grade. I don't know if an actual horse. Have you actually rode a horse before?
I've ridden horseback once, and I don't know. I don't even know when it was. I was like maybe 10 or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's not a thing that I do normally.
Well, no, I mean, nonetheless, I feel like once you know how to ride a horse, you kind of keep it going. Similar with this podcast, like you said, we've taken a little bit of a hiatus these past month and a half.
Right.
But we're here doing this again.
I think it's riding a bike. That's the analogy.
You can technically say riding a horse.
You use
the horse analogy, so I was just sticking to it. We can go back to that.
Nobody says we're getting back up on the bike. That's a corny thing to say.
I guess so.
But yeah, we definitely are getting back into the swing of things. But
yeah,
taking a second for sure to highlight the fact that we are once again coming up on an anniversary for the podcast.
It's
right around the corner. September 11th, 2019 was our first episode, and
yeah.
It's about a couple weeks away from when we're recording tonight. So, it's a big one. Number two.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy, but still everything has been saying the same. Or why? Just that personal professional development for us as young professionals and even students and anyone, honestly.
Yeah.
It's still been the same message.
Yeah. And I think it's important, like now more than ever, especially, you know, there's a lot of younger folks who are probably going to be seeing some shifts in their professional careers. You know, the pandemic has probably thrown off and put a wrench in a lot of people's career trajectory. And I think this is definitely going to be an important podcast to kind of just talk through how are people navigating now? You know, what are the things that work for you? What have some of the highlights and successes been like, even some of the failures, you know, the mistakes that you've made and learned from. I think all that conversation is going to be super important. So I'm very excited about taking on this kind of new direction a little bit with the podcast, but still sticking to our roots.
Yeah, 100% agree. I mean, I think it's something you're alluding to. I'm still working from home, and our company actually pushed back going back into the office to October now. So Very interesting. Like you said, it's been an interesting year and a half now, almost 2 years with the pandemic, but just everything personally and professionally too. So still very important. Still a lot of questions that I have that, again, we're the non-experts here, but going to be bringing some expert individuals coming up in these next upcoming episodes. So excited to hear their thoughts and try to get some of our questions answered, as well as the audience that were listening to this podcast.
No doubt. Yeah. We've got some sharp folks in the lineup. The next couple episodes are going to be pretty hot. So make sure you guys are tuned in and listening, because they're going to be some good ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we get into that, I mean, how has your summer been?
It's been wild. So I'm running a nonprofit, well, a community development program, I'll say. Mm-hmm. It's not an official nonprofit, but it feels like it. Mm-hmm. It's been crazy. We've been doing a lot of community engagement work. We're kicking up for the fall. We're doing a whole slew of different community engagement activities and projects. I just got off the phone like today for our barbershop series. So we're going to do 6 barbershops over the next 3 months.
Wow.
And bringing in people to just have conversations, you know, like connect with their community and their neighborhood in the local barbershops that they know and love. We're covering some of the cost of their haircuts, and it's going to be a good time. But yeah, like stuff like that. Those are the projects that we're managing across the city now. Mm-hmm. So that's been most of the summer. You know that I always have to pick up a consulting job here or there.
Of course you do.
I've got a contract I'm working on until the end of September. But it's a good one. Another community engagement project. Mm-hmm. And I think I told you, but I kickstarted my own Instagram page for my restoration work.
Yeah.
So shameless plug. Follow me on Instagram @PigeonManRestoration. for all of your furniture restoration and trinket needs.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's been most of my summer, just kind of, fighting away at different community organizing work and, sanding some tables and, fixing up my basement in the meantime.
Yeah, I mean, not a shameless plug, because if you weren't going to bring it up, I was going to bring it up. So I'm glad that you brought it up.
I
Definitely
took the shame
follow that
on.
Instagram. And I'm
Yeah.
glad that you took it upon yourself to do this, because all of the work you've been doing is awesome. I
Thank
know
you. Yeah.
we didn't talk about it yet, but I saw on Facebook you decided to grab some two antique doors.
I
What's going on
did.
with those? Have you touched those yet?
I have actually. I've got a couple pictures. this is how excited everyone should know. This is how excited I get about things
I know.
when it comes to restoration. So, I found these two, yeah, these like antique doors on the side of the road in my town. And at first, I wasn't even going to get them, like grab them. But again, like all of my life right now is literally about either community engagement or wood restoration projects. So this was like the perfect combination of the two. Yeah, I was driving down the street. I found these two antique doors just laying on the side of the road, and I like did a loop and I was like, you know what, we could probably do something cool for either for the community. Or Ashley, my partner, was like, we could always just use one of those doors and like replace the one in the living room that
Yeah.
leads to our sunroom, and it's actually the perfect size, so
Wow.
I could restore it and just swap it out for the sunroom door in our house. But I'll probably use both of them for some kind of community project. But first, stripping all the paint off, we got to get down to the bare bones. But they look good. One is like a very nice, it's like a weird, it's like an oak frame, but like they used pine on the inside, for like some of the panels. And not that like anybody cares about species of wood or anything, but it's just an interesting layout. And then the other one actually had an intact glass look through, and I was able to pull the glass out in one piece. So we'll see what we can do with them. We'll probably use both of them for like a community project, but very exciting. So
Yeah.
if anybody finds some random doors on the side of their road, hit me up because I will come and grab them. It's what I do.
I, you know what? I mean, again, our new tagline, we'll get into it, but it sounds like you're going to be the expert on just refurnishing things. Like we will have an episode of you just specifically talking about that. Because again, I know there are people out there just as excited as you to do this.
I mean, look, it's a legit career. People set up their own workshops. I've started to slowly think about putting a business plan together and setting up like a workshop here in Woodbury to do like furniture restoration. People make good money off of it. I've made some decent money off of it. I take commissions here and
Hey,
there.
there you go. There you go. Look, I
Business
stick to you no matter what. You know that for a fact.
club. But don't call me if you need anything restored right now. Commissions are temporarily closed down. Too much money.
To say, because you didn't even get into graduate school. What's going on with that?
Yeah, no, I actually am finishing up my dissertation proposal, as
That's
was
what I
the
thought.
plan for the summer. The methodology section is kicking around with my committee chair now. And hopefully gonna defend my proposal by the end of September, if not like mid-October.
Nice.
And then I can get started on the research, the actual dissertation itself. I'll be a PhD candidate by that point. It'll be official, but that pesky IRB is the only thing I gotta figure out, because human interaction kind of necessitates that, I guess.
Yeah,
That
you can't
pesky
forge any
IRB.
signatures with that one.
No, I need consent forms, and I gotta anonymize stuff, and it's a whole process, but we'll figure it out. But yeah, I should be able to defend soon and get the dissertation going. So I'm still on track, getting it done.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. That's good.
Tired as
I mean,
hell.
I can't wait till you're done school. I've been like cringing every time you said just one more year, just one more year. And it actually finally is about to be one more year.
It is. It's
Officially,
more,
no more extra.
I know. Well, it is. I'll say it's much more cringeworthy when people ask me how much longer I have than it is, I'm sure, for people to hear. but that's where we're at. But yeah, what's going on with you? I mean, you've been traveling, you've been doing a whole bunch of stuff over the summer. What's been going on with you?
Yeah, I've been doing a few things here and there. I don't know if I actually brought up the last podcast. I got into long distance running. I guess you can call it that. I guess the real term is ultra running. And the term ultra running is anything. Yeah, I won't brag, but it's anything over 30 miles.
Okay.
That you do. And so a marathon is 26.2. And I think anything over 30 is ultra. And don't quote me on that on the podcast, maybe listening, saying, no, it's this, but I think it's over anything over a marathon, usually ultra. And yeah, kind of got into it. It was really, really interesting. I listened to this guy called David Goggins. Some people may know him. He's a Navy SEAL, wrote a book called Can't Hurt Me. Yeah, motivational speaker. And he did a fundraiser, and it's actually just a goal, but you can fundraise to any community help. The one I used was the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which holds near and dear to my heart, which was an awesome cause. Mm-hmm. And I was able to actually raise almost $1,100, which is great.
Wow.
But the challenge was running 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours, which was fun. It was definitely something I wasn't used to. You know, for me, it was fun. Some people may call me crazy. And then after that, I decided to run a 100-miler.
I remember you told me about that. Yeah, that
100 miles. That was back in May.
Right. That's when I started to really pray for you.
Yeah. you and a lot of other people. I try to not tell too many people because I didn't want people thinking I died or something like that. But made it through there.
That's awesome.
And then, yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. And then actually I just signed up for a marathon in October. Going to be doing the San Diego Marathon. My cousin actually lives in San Diego and going to be doing that, which should be a lot of fun. So that's physical.
Right.
I guess. that takes up the whole, the body thing. But from a traveling standpoint, it was great. My girlfriend and I, Gina, we actually went to Washington State about a few weeks ago.
Right.
First time ever there. Did a little bit of backpacking. Saw some different landmarks out there. And Seattle's cool. It's a cool spot.
I was going to say, is it really rainy and gloomy over there all the time?
You know what's funny is that I thought, so we were there in July and it was perfectly clear skies, 85 degrees. And in the West, there's no humidity. So you're not just sweating to death.
Oh man.
And my old roommate is from Seattle. And I was like, dude, we have the most beautiful weather here. We're getting so lucky. I brought a poncho. I brought like a long sleeve. Right. I brought all this like winter clothes thinking like everyone says, it's rainy and cold all the time.
Right.
And he was like, no, that's actually how it is from March to September. But then from September to March, it's cloudy, rainy. And you only see the sun like 4 hours out of the day.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. So, you know what, when I start investing into your restoration business and I get enough money to buy a summer house, definitely going to buy a summer house in Seattle.
Well,
that is the plan.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I would encourage that.
Dude, we can just open up a business over there. Honestly.
We
need restoration everywhere, not just Woodbury or Philadelphia.
Look, man. We can franchise. And if there's humidity is not my best friend by any means. So if there's a place physically I can go where I can escape humidity, I'm there. That's all you had to say. You literally had me at there's no humidity. You could have said anything. Like, yeah, we're going to go bungee jump off the Space Needle. Like,
I'm there. If there's they're there anyway, no humidity.
There's no humidity. I'll jump off that thing.
Look, I'll remember that. I'll hold you to that one.
I do. I want to go bungee jumping. Ashley won't go skydiving with me either. So,
have you ever been skydiving?
No, but I want to.
Dude, I've been twice.
Yeah, like you're a much more cultured person than I am when it comes to those experiences. Like, I've got a bucket list that's like 40 pages long, and I've got like three crossed off.
You know what? We need to mark some of those off before 2021 ends.
Yeah, we need to.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of them is Shenandoah. We were talking about that. We do need to hit Shenandoah. And the reason why I say that, because I actually just came back, as we talked about, from a backpacking trip in Yosemite. First time ever even camping and backpacking. And again, this isn't a podcast this isn't an episode of just Sean and Jared stories, but we can get into a later point about how awesome it is.
The mountain.
But all the fears people say about camping, like you can't eat, you can't shower, all fake. All fake. It's awesome. Great time setting up a tent for the first time. You know, they do make them dummy proof to make it
Oh, okay, good.
pretty
'Cause
quick. Yeah.
I was gonna say, I don't know if I could. I would need a dummy proof tent.
Yeah. Starting a fire, they got it all.
Oh, wow. All
And
right.
dude, and people, I mean, as you know, people are usually inherently nice. Even backpackers, I think the nicest people I've ever met. They're
I
offering
would
me
assume so.
food. They're like trying to say, hey, like I need help with this, or hey, I don't know where I'm going. Can you
Right.
show me, point me to the right direction? Super
Right.
nice people out there.
I believe it. I mean, I feel
Yeah.
like you have to when you're doing that. Like that's the kind of vibe that you go out into nature to kind of get calm and chill. And like if you're out there with other people, that's the vibe that you would probably, everybody's just chill.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%.
Wow.
It's really cool. A lot of people, you find so many friends along the way. You know, they give you recommendations. You
Right.
see them again. That's cool.
I dig.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, well, no, this is not the Sean and Jared hour, but
It's not.
a
Yeah, I mean,
little.
but again, like you said, a lot of things haven't changed and are bickering back and forth. That's staying. That's
That's not,
staying.
yeah, that's as old as time itself.
Yeah. It's true.
But we did, I mean, we did have a couple of episodes this year so
We
far,
did. We did.
outside of the update episode that we did in June. You actually took the reins on both of them, the beginning of the year.
Yeah. Well, you were busy taking
The
your senior
comps.
comps.
Yeah, that was
Passed those, which was awesome.
oof, lots of prayers. Prayers and
But it
prayers.
was they no, they were good episodes. They're actually both even highlighting students at the University of the Sciences, which was
Right.
cool. So the importance of just getting involved in general, but it also
Right.
highlighted specifically getting involved in student organizations, professional and non-professional, and just building yourself as a leader in school, honestly, and being more than just your GPA. So I think that's something that we highlighted there. And I think that's important regardless of where you go.
Super important. I mean, a lot of people always talk about the fact that, you should be well-rounded when you come out of college, but a lot of people don't know what that means. Like
No.
a lot of people put pressure on GPA, on grades, how well you perform academically, but they also at the same time say you should be well-rounded and there's not as much pressure, there's not as much guidance or navigation. So even hearing it directly from students who are involved, not even just on campus or with local organizations, but like outside of the university, doing stuff in the local community of West Philly is just as important. So all of that stuff makes for a well-rounded student, but it's great to hear it from students about, their experiences personally.
Yeah, I agree. And then even taking it to the next step, I think something that I have to hold myself accountable to is that I need to also get involved and be more well-rounded in the workforce. I mean, now that I'm outside of school, so doing community development, community engagement, or helping out any way possible, I think is huge to continue doing that, not just a school thing.
Yeah, it's super important just as an adult, like a young adult, like figuring out what is it that you like and hobbies that keep your mind sharp, things that keep you healthy physically. All that stuff is super important just to be a well-rounded person for sure.
Yeah, I
That's a
agree.
good point.
And then the next one was actually the do's and don'ts of APPEs, and that stands for Advanced Pharmacy Practice Experiences. So this one was tailored more towards the pharmacy audience. And for individuals that don't know what APPEs is, it's essentially internships or externships during your pharmacy career. And it's kind of going into the workforce, seeing what you like and what you don't like. And I think that's the best way to figure out what you want to do in your career. I mean, you do 6 to 8 years of school for pharmacy, and this is the time to know, okay, do I actually want to go into community or hospital or retail or anything? And it was nice also just knowing that, okay, yes, I'm a student, but I'm also a professional, and knowing that I need to act accordingly in certain situations, or I also need to stick up for myself in different ways and not just the student anymore. And so it was a cool experience as well. And that was also from a previous student, actually. He was just graduating. He's actually David Zarif. He's starting his fellowship right now. So shout out to David Zarif who's listening right now.
All right,
Hope
David.
he's killing it. And yeah, he gave some great tidbits during that conversation too.
For sure. Yeah, and again, like I think that even outside of just, the pharmacy practice or the pharmacy and pharmaceutical industry, all of that stuff is if you have the opportunity to explore, to figure out what about your career you really want to focus in on, things like Appies are kind of a really great way to bake that in. But everybody at some point should get the opportunity to like just kind of taste a little bit of everything, you know, figure out what is it that, all right, if I know that I want to get into technology, but I don't know what industries are out there or what opportunities exist for people who are interested in technology, go test it out, go find out, you know, get some experience if you can, like an internship, an apprenticeship, you know, check out those options.
Yeah. I mean, you probably heard this and I've heard many people say this before, like, oh, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up, and they're 40, 50, 60. Again, age is not a number, but it doesn't mean that once you find a career after graduation or after college, that that's it. So you can still continue to do that
right now
and find out what you want to do.
Yeah. There's no limit and it's never too late.
Yeah.
There's always, there's always options out there. All the cliches that you need to hear.
Honestly, I need to go back and listen to this episode and remind myself of things that I'm saying. Because you know when you like say that advice and you don't really listen to it, I need to do better with that.
It's you're performing when you do the recording. Like you're not really listening to yourself. Like I don't even go back to listen to all of our episodes. But I guarantee if I went back to some of our episodes and listened to us talk, I'd be like, damn, those guys are smart.
Yeah,
like they know what they're talking about. Those non-experts seem kind of expert to me.
Oh, I like the play on words there. Like the play on words. I guess this is a perfect way to jump into the new introduction.
Yeah.
What is going on?
So I mean, that really is right. Like we're starting to think about new career opportunities, but you know, as young professionals, like I said, you know, a lot of guidance and navigation isn't always there. And we actually did some research into this ourselves, and there aren't even a lot of podcasts out there for young professionals by young professionals, right? Like it's always folks who are well-seasoned, experienced, or versed in their careers, and they're trying to give like tips and knowledge and feedback based on like the mistakes that they made, the lessons they learned. But there aren't a lot of podcasts out there for young professionals by young professionals. And we realized that even with a certain shift, in the setup of the podcast, we really did recognize like professional and personal development for young professionals still needs to be 100% of the road that we run down, because it's not there for a lot of folks. So that's, you know, what we're thinking about, right? Like we're not the experts yet. We're still young and fresh into our careers, but we also have plenty of connections and contacts to folks who are the experts, and it's a perfect way to bring them together. And, you know, what better pair to do it than you and I, buddy?
I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I definitely appreciate that. And again, we've always been the non-experts. I think that's always been the hidden motto, I guess we'll call it, from the beginning of this podcast. Yeah. Us starting out together, we're like, look, selfishly, I have a lot of questions. You had a lot of questions. And we're here for the people that have been reaching out to us about different topics that they want to learn about. Or things that they may not be too familiar with, or even that they learned throughout school or throughout their life, but never had the opportunity to talk to a seasoned vet that can maybe take them to the next step. So we're here for everyone listening right now.
We are men of the people.
Yeah,
you didn't know it. Yeah, no, I think that that's important. And for anybody that's listening, you know, our like contact information is out there. We're going to talk about our new Instagram in a second. You know, we've been taking some big boy steps to really, we're stepping up our game, but it's all, you know, it's all for our audience, you know, for our listeners. We want you all to reach out to us. If you've got topics, you've got questions, even if you are somebody that thinks that, you know, you are an expert in something and you want to hop onto an episode with us and hash some questions out or give some really great advice, feel free to reach out to us. You know, the more that we expand this, the more that we realize everybody has something to offer, but it's also just as important for folks to like speak up, you know, for you to feel comfortable and confident to share it with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Couldn't agree more. And talk about being the non-experts. I mean, I think you're a lot better than Instagram than I am, but you know, we're trying to get there. We're stepping outside our comfort zone here. And
like two old men just learning how to work a smartphone. Like, oh my gosh. We've got a lot to learn.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's be honest. I think our partners are going to be helping us out a lot more than they want to.
Yeah. But we certainly are the non-experts, but yeah. But I mean, do you want to talk about the Instagram?
Tell folks. Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, what we've been posting on social media before. I think we've used our personal Instagrams to
Right.
really highlight some of the episodes and also advertise some of the upcoming episodes that we have. And then also LinkedIn, Facebook, things like that. But we're like, why not just have it all in one place? And Instagram made the most sense just from an aesthetically pleasing, from a visual graphic, and also be able to discuss certain topics in one form besides going into three different forms that we have. And
Yeah.
also make it one designated place that we just primarily focus on non-experts bringing you expert advice.
It's what we do. I
And
am very
so,
excited about the logo. I'm gonna be
oh.
honest. I know I cut you off,
I
but
know you already jump into the logo here.
I've been sitting on the edge of my seat
No.
the whole episode. You gotta tell everybody about the
No,
logo.
I'll give it back to you to tell about the logo, but I wanted to tell people that we had just created it, the Instagram name. It is Core3RD and Woodland. So we are the one and only 43rd Woodland on the gram, the
It's
kids call it
true.
these days.
It's what they call a pioneer.
Yeah.
It's a
Yeah,
trendsetter.
get it back on the horse, like you said, right?
All right, touche, touche.
But all right, I'll hand it back to you about this
Yeah.
logo because you were the mastermind behind this. I can't take any credit.
I don't, was it you that came up with the idea though? I think that you were the one that was like pushing the idea of a logo for a while.
Maybe. I think it was a dual effort here, but you're the one who actually has the artistic ability to draw the logo.
Somewhat of a logo, at least in my mind's eye. But yeah, we were going back and forth about like we wanted to stay on brand, obviously. Sean and I met at University of the Sciences. We both graduated from University of the Sciences. The podcast started off as a project for University of the Sciences. So like there was a ton of tie-in even to the name itself. So we were like, all right, well, if we're going to rebrand, we're going to do this on our own. We need a different stamp. Like we need a different look. And a logo was obviously the right choice because we got a very dope logo. I have to remember the designer's name, but we will definitely shout them out in the post that we make about our logo. But yeah, we were trying to go for like, I forget how this conversation started, where we were like, well, what if we had the 43rd, like just be a really big, like we're thinking about the intersection, right, of 43rd and Woodland. So like, what if we just had like a lamppost or like a street sign, of that intersection? And I was like, all right, well, what if the lamppost also made the four of the 43rd and Woodland? And we just kind of played off of that for a while. And yeah, after our minds were collectively spent, we were like, we should bring in a professional. The
Which is the best
non-experts
idea we
bringing
ever had.
in the non-experts bringing in the expert. And yeah, so we actually ended up using Fiverr. I think that's how you say it, right? Is it Fiverr?
Yeah, I think it's Fiverr. Go with it.
I had used Fiverr previously because as my consulting work was growing and for the restoration work, I wanted my own brand and logo for those projects. And I found this really cool style of logo design where people literally take the letters of your name and they'll use it to create a unique logo. So I got that done for Jared and I got it done for Pigeon Man. So folks will be able to see at least on the Pigeon Man restoration page, that logo is like right there. So Fiverr, I had used Fiverr to get both of those logos done. So when Sean recommended it, I was like, oh, that's a perfect idea. People, and it's an amazing site because I mean, the work is so professional. It's very, very affordable. And they get you this work in like days. Like it's not like you're hiring some professional company that's going to take a month to get this done and mock-ups. And no, they know exactly what you want. They will reach out to you and you will have it in like 48 hours tops. And that's literally how long it took. And we got a pretty damn good logo. It's nice. It looks really nice. And you guys have to check it out. It's going to be on our Instagram page. We're going to get tattoos of it. It's going to be a whole new vibe. It's a movement.
This whole movement. There you go.
But we specifically also wanted like this vintage look, kind of
Exactly.
like we wanted it to kind of look vintage. So the lamppost kind of looks like it's like reminiscent of like the 40s, like Main Street look of a lamppost. The font is very kind of script almost, but still bold, and it's just a really cool logo. You guys got to check it out. I'm
Oh,
very excited
100%.
about it. I'm geeked.
Yes, no, I know. I know you are. I think we both were. And even to the point with Fiverr working with that individual, they were so easy to work with. I mean, I know we had a few tweaks, we had a few comments, and then they came back with something better than we thought that they could.
Seriously, very, 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 like I said, professional. We're definitely going to shout them out in the Instagram post. Highly recommend this designer. He was very great. Yeah, for sure. So yeah, I'm excited about that. Just the work that we're doing in general, the upcoming episodes that we've got. You guys are definitely in for a treat in September. We've got an incredible professional development guru. I can say it now
Oh
because
yeah. Oh yeah.
you kind of confirmed it. So Carrie Collins, for those who don't know, Dr. Collins, I should say,
Doctor.
Dr. Carrie Collins, incredible, incredible motivational speaker, insanely sharp and brilliant businesswoman, and just everything that you could want to know about personal and professional development. She is right at the top of our list. So very excited for that episode in September. We're going to be talking very deeply about personal and professional development with that expert. I'm excited.
Oh
It's
yeah, couldn't
going
agree more. And it's not going to be the typical personal professional development, like doing the
to
X, Y, and Z. I know she's going to bring her own flair to it. She
be
even recommended to talk about networking. And I know a
great.
lot of people think, oh, how much can I learn about networking? But again, like you said, she is a guru from a businesswoman. And again, look her up on LinkedIn. I think something that popped out to me is that she's the CEO of a nonprofit, right? Or a startup company.
I think, yeah, which I think she started herself. Like,
Yeah, that's nuts.
yeah. So, I mean, she is very extremely well versed in this world of professional development for sure. And she mentioned networking. I'll say it now. She and I are pretty good friends. I think it's fair to say, like, it's safe to say it, but like networking, and this might be like a stigma or stereotype that she can help debunk, but I know how people get when they hear that word networking,
Oh yeah.
and you think about like stuffy rooms full of like suits and hors d'oeuvres, handshakes, and like awkward introductions. Like networking, it for me, like I don't know, maybe she's got a different word for it or a different understanding. I have that, like, almost there's like that cringe there, when people talk about networking, especially as a young professional, because you know that it's such an important part of the job,
Oh yeah.
like of whatever you're doing. If you want to have a professional career, networking is an absolute and it's inevitable. But like the cringe factor is always there, and I'm certain it is for a lot of other young professionals. So I'm excited to dive deep into that with Carrie as well. And I'm hopeful that, she'll debunk some myths and enlighten me.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. And like you said, people become jaded from that word because you hear it so often. But it's gonna be different. It's gonna be exciting. So looking forward to that in September. And then in October, we have David Ford, who again is in kind of in your realm of just some community engagement of just West Philadelphia.
Government affairs and community engagement. I'm very excited. We were working on a project, David and I, in the beginning of the year that didn't pan out. But the Martin Luther King Day celebration and the service work that the university does with students was something that we were working towards to get a program together. A panel discussion and thinking about other service projects that we could put together. But I mean, David and I have talked before. He's, also, again, incredibly sharp, very excited to join the podcast. It's going to be a really good one for October, I'm certain. So I'm excited for that one too.
Oh yeah, couldn't agree more. And then again, going back to the whole non-experts bring expert advice, it just brings so many different opportunities, so many different themes and topics that we can talk about. We don't know if we'll be able to do all these, but just some that Jared and I kind of spitballed were buying a house. I mean, God, I'm living in an apartment now. I have no idea about buying a house. I know you're a little different. You do own a house, so you can share some thoughts there. But even continuing on just like HR, so human resources, do's and don'ts, 401k, benefits, salary. I think something that's interesting too that we kind of automatically thought of was just beer and wine tasting. I remember going, I still go to the microbrews today, and they're like, oh, do you want an IPA? Do you want a dark ale, a stout? You know, you know, and you're like, yeah, you know, I kind of know some of those, but you don't know much about it. So like, become that expert out there and kind of impress your friends, you know? So we got so many different cool topics that we've been stirring up and thinking that we can do.
Yeah, I would want us to hit on, you know, salary for sure. People, especially for young professionals. I remember when I got my first, I called it my first big boy job. It was my first salary position. I, you know, they threw a number at me and I was like, okay, great. That sounds amazing. But like in hindsight, you know, you always think about it. Could I have asked for more? Was this too much? You know, like how do other qualifications or experience that I have play a role into this? And like, how do I make the argument? Like all of these questions. And I don't even have most of the answers to those still, but that's definitely one I think a lot of young professionals would be interested in learning some tips and tricks about, you know, if you've got a certification that, you know, isn't listed on your resume, or like you just got a, you know, some kind of additional degree or whatever, you know, just anything that makes you look good, but also adds value, not just to the job, but, you know, to you as a person.
Yeah.
Put it on your resume, like let people know I'm worth this much. And that can be a scary conversation. So I definitely want us to jump into that one for sure. Beer is near and dear to my heart. So we gotta do that no matter what. But also, you know, one of the things that I think is really important that we started to think about maybe for the end of the year, a lot of times people will talk about the holiday season in a few different frames. Some people are very excited and happy, you know, families coming together. There's a lot of community there, but for a lot of people as well, that can also be a really deep, sometimes like sad, depressing time of year. Yeah. So like, how do we have conversations about mental health as young professionals? And like, especially young professionals that are dealing with mental health issues themselves. I think that that'll be a really important conversation for us to pull out in the next couple of months and, you know, just navigating these conversations isn't always going to be easier or light, but I think that the most important thing is to know that we are building a community through this podcast to have those conversations together and for folks to feel safe and comfortable to have those conversations together, you know. So it's, you take the good with the bad, but I don't think by any means we're trying to shy away from the stuff that really is important. Yeah.
And we haven't in the past, and we'll continue to not do that. Like you said, creating that safe space, giving people that understanding and to be able to be comfortable listening, chiming in, and be able to participate in the conversation that we're having. So
for sure.
Couldn't agree more. I'm glad that you brought that one up. That's going to be a very important episode, even for us as well.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just talking about it in general.
For sure. Yeah. It's definitely going to be one that I'm looking forward to. I'll make sure that I keep some Kleenex close by though.
Yeah. You and me both, man. Yeah. You and me both.
Well, I think that is a pretty good episode, sir.
I would say so. Happy 2 years. I mean, we've known each other longer than that, but you've had to see me on a bi-weekly basis for these past 2 years. When you were my RA, you could run away from me. So I congratulate you, more importantly, than this podcast for sticking with me through this.
No, look, It's a labor of love. It's worth it. we're sticking through it for good reason. But no, it's been a blast these last 2 years, you know, all the trials, the ups and downs that came with it. We're still sticking with it. We're making it better. And that's what we do. You know, we make things better as we go. Well, yeah, I think that'll wrap it up for this episode. We appreciate you all for listening. Keep an eye out for those upcoming episodes and reach out if you have ideas for topics that you'd like for us to discuss. And don't forget to check out our Instagram. We are now officially on Instagram at 43rd and Woodland. And just tell us how much you love the logo, because I know you're going to love it.
Seriously, that's all we want. I mean, dude, we're going to get so many likes on that logo.
Yeah, the logo, we're just going to make the logo post, not even a caption. Just
no caption.
Just love it. Just love and like that post and don't say anything. Just let us know.
Of course. All right, everyone. We'll see you soon.
All right.